the UN chief pointed to the conflict and resulting crises in places like Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan and Libya, and said that fragility was always a trigger as well as an obstacle to finding a peaceful resolution. Despite the often regional nature of these conflicts and the threat of cross-border terrorism, the fragility mostly stemmed from internal forces, he said.
The key question for me is how can we convince the international community that the best and most necessary investment is an investment in prevention and in addressing the problems of fragility before it is too late, which means strengthening states, strengthening institutions, strengthening civil societies, combining the peace and security approach with the inclusive and sustainable development approach and the human rights approach.
The meeting heard that fragility, conflict and violence present significant challenges for development in low and middle income countries especially, and that in a world of growing global risks, innovative finance was essential to build new peaceful societies. Organised by the World Bank in collaboration with the European Union, the event explored ways that new financing could be delivered to at-risk countries. Mr. Guterres said that traditional forms of development aid were clearly not enough, and he praised the World Bank for the innovations already in place in countries like Jordan and Lebanon to help them cope with the refugee crisis. Matthew Wells, United Nations.